This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards. The Al Jazeera Satellite Television Network has broadcast a new audio tape said to be of Saddam Hussein. It again urges Iraqis to continue the fight against the American occupiers and refers to the glorious resistance taking place. 3.5 months after Baghdad fell, resentment to the presence of U.S. soldiers seems to be on the rise. When the Saddam Hussein regime collapsed and looting erupted across Baghdad, doctors at the city's Al-Kindi Hospital begged American troops to protect them. NPR's Ann Garrels returned to the hospital to learn that relations between U.S. soldiers and the medical staff are strained.
Every day at Al-Kindi Hospital, doctors say they treat 10 to 20 patients who have been shot by American soldiers. The hospital's in a rough part of the city, and Dr. Ahmed N. Said Al-Sahi believes the American actions are justified in many of the cases.
I'm sure that the American soldiers shoot those who they think that they are looters. They show them that make troubles with, or they carry their weapons and try to steal something or try to kill someone, and they shoot them.
He wants the Americans to protect him and his family from people who threaten their lives. Yet he also resents what he calls the increasingly heavy-handed behavior of the Americans. As the months go by, he says relations get worse.
They are scared because every day many number of them have been killed. They think that the society, all of the society, enemy of them. So they deal with us in an aggressive manner.
The medical staff describes ugly confrontations when soldiers have interfered in hospital issues, berating doctors, using foul language, and embarrassing them in front of patients. For now at Al-Kindi, Dr. Ahmed says there's an uncomfortable standoff.
We try to avoid them as much as possible.
There's fear and resentment of blank-eyed machine gunners positioned atop tanks around the city. American officials mourn soldiers killed in Iraq, but there's no accounting of Iraqi casualties, reinforcing the feeling that an Iraqi life is worth little to Americans. General Ricardo Sanchez only admitted that troops had killed 5 innocent people last Sunday after a local and international outcry. But Dr. Ahmed says he's seen several such cases.
Because they are scared, they do that. The Iraqi people become the cadavers. I know that many looters died by the American soldiers, but also innocent people died.
A new case is wheeled into an emergency room marked by buzzing flies, blood on the floor, little visible equipment, and a shortage of painkillers. He's a 21-year-old, another bystander caught in an American raid. The soldiers provided immediate medical assistance once they were sure he wasn't armed. Shot in the foot, Hossan Jabber bears no hard feelings, saying the U.S. didn't hit him on purpose, though relatives clustered around mutter words to the contrary. Asked if Americans should stay on in the country, Hossan just shrugs, saying life is worse than under Saddam. In a small guardhouse at the hospital gate, soldiers from the 1st Armored Division take turns sheltering from the blazing noon sun. After 4 months with no exit date in sight and a grenade attack, they're jumpy.
We guard this hospital, we guard a couple other sites.
They're soon to be replaced here by a contingent from the 9,000 Iraqis who've just been trained to protect local facilities. Sergeant Murrow, a young NCO from Georgia, believes this will lessen the danger of misunderstandings.
I think personally that yes, it will, because the Iraqis will accept their own people.
In the midst of suspicion and hostility, these soldiers have one group of loyal supporters. Orphan street kids they've befriended and who they pay to do errands. The boys follow them around like puppy dogs as they shift from site to site. The oldest of the band is 14-year-old Mohammed.
The first day they usually search us, but after that, when they know that we are very innocent people, they stop searching us, and we usually sit with them and have the lunch with them. And they ask us to bring Iraqi kebab and ice cream and Pepsi.
While many Iraqis insist they won't be sorry to see the U.S. military go, these children say they'll be lost without their beloved soldiers. Ann Garrels, NPR News, Baghdad.